Color guard attention. Audience, please rise. Hand salute. Color guard, forward march. Halt. Post the colors. Please follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Two. Color guard reassemble. Color guard dismissed. Audience may be seated.
Congregation, please rise. of the Confession of Forgiveness, found on page 94 and following, in the front of the hymnal, page 94. And you may make use of the kneelers if you so desire. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus the Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. O most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I invite you to rise for the invocation and the Kyrie and the hymn of praise. The invocation and Kyrie are found on page 138 and following in the hymnal. Please rise, page 138. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Thank you.
worship bulletin or the first page of the readings and prayers bulletin insert. We pray this prayer of the day together in unison as a congregation. Let us pray. Almighty God among us, we gather in the name of your dear Son to learn love for one another. Keep our feet from evil paths, turn our minds to your wisdom, and our hearts to the grace revealed through your Son, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first reading is from Amos chapter 8, verses 4 through 7. Hear this, you who trample on the needy and bring to ruin the poor of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over so that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath so that we may offer wheat for sale? We will make the epeth small and the shekel great, and practice deceit with false balances, bind the poor for silver, and the needy for a pair of sandals, and selling the sweepings of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 113. I will read the beginning phrases, and you will respond with the bold phrases. Reading responsively. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time on and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and the Lord's glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? The Lord raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap, to make them sit with princes, with the princes of God's people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Brother Murata? Have you ever seen that movie, Oh Brother Murata?
Oh, boy, okay. It's
too cool. Thank you.
The second reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving should be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. This is right and is acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, for there is one God. There is also one mediator between God and humankind, the Christ Jesus, himself human, who gave himself a ransom for all. This was attested at the right time. For this, I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Lord Jehovah shall be you have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel for today, this 15th Sunday after Pentecost, is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Just to warn you, I'm not going to be reading all of the gospel that's in your bulletins. So follow along if you want and see where I stop. You'll see. But there's a reason for that, and we'll talk about it in the sermon. So I'm not going to be reading the whole thing. It's like, what's wrong? He forgot part of it. No, I didn't forget anything. It's on purpose. The Holy Gospel. Then Jesus said to the disciples this parable. There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was squandering his property. So the manager summoned him and said to him, "What is this that I hear about you? Give me an account of your management, because you cannot be my manager any longer." Then the manager said to himself, "What will I do now that my master is taking the position away from me? I am not strong enough to dig. I am ashamed to beg. I've decided what to do so that when I am dismissed as manager, people may welcome me into their homes." So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he asked the first, "How much do you owe my master?" He answered, 100 jugs of olive oil." He said to him, "Make your bill, sit down quickly, and take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 50. Then he asked the other, "And how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 containers of wheat." He said to him, "Take your bill and make it 80. And his master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. The gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus who is the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 16th chapter. Let's pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, who are our strength, our sustainer, and our Redeemer. Amen. Sure, on this day when we have all kinds of company for the second week in a row, all kinds of company in the church, and they're expecting a wonderful sermon from this guy called Pastor Beek, ain't gonna happen. Today's gospel is one of the most disturbing parables in the whole Bible. And for 2,000 years, theologians and pastors and priests have wondered, how do we preach on this? Well, that's not going to let you off the hook. You're going to hear a sermon. I'm not going to say how good it is. You can tell me at coffee hour. But it's a very difficult passage of the Bible. And I didn't want to confuse everybody, including myself, with the end. You can read the end of the gospel reading to me. But it's very confusing because the dishonest manager in the story, the parable, is not penitent. He's not sorry for anything he did. In fact, he's kind of proud of it. The rich man does not forgive the squandering manager. Okay? So the guy's not sorry for, you know, abusing his master's wealth. And the master's not going to forgive him. But the rich man rather shrewdness. And that's why I ended the gospel when I did. He commended him for his shrewdness. Okay, I learned the word shrew and shrewdness in Shakespeare back in high school. Okay, shrewdness can be dishonesty as well as honesty. It can be for his wisdom of how to manipulate things. So the manager was impressed with how he manipulated things. Because what I think as a theologian, and for 2,000 years, gone on and on about this, what I think is that he was giving away his commission. Okay? He is a manager. His payment was whatever he could fleece from the people that owed his master, the rich man. So instead of 100 measures of whatever, write down 50, because that's really what you owe my master. The other 50 was my commission. Okay? Instead of 100 of whatever the other thing was, write down 80, because 20% was what you owed me. And he made friends with the debtors, okay? So when he was released from his job and he was homeless and jobless, they would welcome him and his family into their homes. Now, the end of the gospel that I didn't read, Luke 16, verse 13, Jesus says, "No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." We hear that over and over again in the Bible from Jesus. So it's not uncommon to hear it here also. Okay? The guy was conflicted. He had two masters, the one he served and then the master of money. Okay? Getting ahead in life and the like. The first twist in the story, however, comes when the rich man does not condemn, but rather praises the manager for his shrewdness, for his dishonesty. Are you kidding me? But the master saw the wisdom in how the guy reacted to his being fired. Okay? The second twist in the story comes when Jesus praises the manager and commends our imitation of him. What? We're all supposed to be dishonest? We're all supposed to be out for money? Get the other guy, whoever he or she may be? I don't think that's what Jesus is saying at all. Jesus is saying, this guy is wise. Now, wisdom doesn't always mean that you do the right thing, but this guy is wise with his dealings and how he deals with not only his own money, but his master's money. I think the moral of the story, the moral of the parable, is to encourage the sharing of modest wealth or of wealth of any kind. Dishonest, honest, whatever it might be. Even bad people can have wisdom to deal with the world. And we are to be wise also. Jesus says, "No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." Another story, true story this time. That was a parable. This is a true story. One of my favorite stories of all time, I learned about it when I was a 5-year-old in Sunday school and 6 years old, and there was even a song. I'll see if some of you can hum me the song at coffee hour. Wonderful song. Go to Luke chapter 19, only 3 chapters farther along in the gospel. Luke chapter 19, there's this story, true story. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see Jesus, because Jesus was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to that place, Jesus looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome Jesus. And all who saw it began to grumble and say, "Jesus has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner?" Footnote: the Hebrew people didn't like Hebrew men who became tax collectors. They were working with the government. They were working with Rome. And Rome was a bad word, okay? Rome was the occupier, okay? They had domination over Israel, over the Holy Land. And the Hebrew, especially the Orthodox, said, "Don't do anything with the tax collectors." But, you know, the two things that are most inevitable in life are death and tax collecting, right? I just filed my taxes just last week. I was so proud of myself. April 15th came and went, but I get the extension because it's October 15th when they're due. My tax accountant called me in July and said, "Do you have your paperwork?" I said, "No, I don't." She said, "Well, get it pretty quick, would you?" I said, "Well, I'm dealing with death and dying, and this is before, you know, this is in July, and then I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks, so I'll talk to you in September, maybe." Little did I know what August would hold. And so finally, last week, I filed my taxes. I was so proud. I wrote home to my mother and said, "I did it, Mom," because she used to do taxes for my father. She's done taxes for, 60, 70-some years of her life. She's the CPA. Used to do it for my sister, for me, for everybody, because we were dependents then, you know, and she could write us off back in college and that, yeah. I've never had a dependent in my life that I am, yeah. But I got my taxes filed. The two things in life that are inevitable are death and taxes. So they despised Zacchaeus. They grumbled and said, "How dare this prophet of Nazareth, Jesus, go to this sinner's house?" Zacchaeus got it. Story goes on to say, "Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, 'Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor.'" That's how rich he was. I love it when the millionaire said, "I gave $24 million to that little orphanage over there." Yeah, well, they made $2 billion. That's a drop in the bucket, okay? But he said, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I've defrauded anyone of anything," this is the important thing, "I will pay back four times as much." And Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham." He was a boy and man. It's just he worked with the occupation. He worked with the government. "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." I think that's the important thing. It's not how dishonest or how honest you are. It's not how frugal or how much money you can donate to the orphanage or whatever it might be you donate to. It's that Jesus has come to find you, because we are all lost sheep. We are all both the rich man, every single one of you, or woman, and we're also the dishonest manager. We're both in one. Martin Luther talked about that. We're both saint, child of God, and sinner. He used to say we were maggots. Gee, thanks. That's a compliment. Luther got it. Jesus got it. We are both and. But Jesus has come to find you who is lost. He's come to call the tax collector to his home and to entertain Jesus. He has talked about the dishonest manager and how shrewd and wise he was in the dealings of this world. The moral of the story, the parable, is for us to be encouraged to share our wealth, honest, dishonest, however we come by it, wealth of any kind. On the back of the bulletin, every week, underneath our financial statements, some people read that religiously more than the gospel, we have these words: "We are blessed to be a blessing. We are given that we may give.
and we are called to serve through our giving. I think that's the moral of the story. How do we share the wealth that we have? How do we care for one another as God, you? For he came to find the lost. He came to reinstate us. This is a son of Abraham. You are all, whether you know it or not, your pedigree is that you are sons and daughters of Abraham. Shazam, there you go. I thought it was Scottish. No, you're sons and daughters of Abraham. You come from that lineage. And so God loves you. One of the hardest parables to have to talk about on a Sunday morning, and this Sunday of all Sundays, they picked it. Gee, thanks. Amen. Don Carlson was involved in the scouting program, formerly the Boy Scouts of America, for many years and in many ways. From the years of 1977 through 2022, 45 years of service and dedication to the program. Besides the Boy Scouts, Don was instrumental in bringing the Girl Scouts into St. John's Lutheran Church, ELCA, American Falls, Idaho. The Girl Scouts were led by members of St. John's Lutheran Church at that time. Don was involved with hundreds of scouts and dozens of Eagle Scout Award recipients in Troop 118. In the Big, the Tendoy Council, and Grand Teton Council throughout the years. Thanks be to God for the memory of, and the service of, and the life of Don Carlson in our midst. Let us pray. O God of grace and glory, remember before you today Donald Woodrow Carlson. We thank you for giving him to us to know and to love
as a companion in our pilgrimage on earth. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn. Give us your wisdom so that we may see in death the gate to eternal life, and that we may continue our course here on earth in confidence until by your call we are reunited with those who have gone before us. Grant us this, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Can we have the scouts come forward, guys? I think they're gonna start pulling back. Color guard, come forward. Audience, please rise. Hand salute. Retrieve the colors. Forward march.
Thank you, Scouting Program, for being a part of today and for being a part of Don's life. I appreciate each and every one of you here this day. And those of you who are here, I appreciate your being here also as guests. It's appropriate that during the weekend that the Queen is being buried, tomorrow I'm hoping to watch the whole thing because I like ritual and rites and ceremony. It was appropriate. Don, who did not want a funeral, I did not want anything done. Don't do anything for me. It's very appropriate that we have these young men and women, very young, involved in this in honor of him. And so I appreciate that. I hope he's smiling at me and not cursing me out, but it's a good thing. He's probably doing both. Good for him. We continue with the Confession of Faith, Church. Confession of Faith is found on page 105 in the front of the hymnal. Page 105 in the front of the hymnal, the Apostles' Creed. God has made us the people of God for our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and in hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Today in the prayers of the church, remembering our prayers in the church, our bishops Elizabeth Eaton and Christine, we pray for our mission partner ministry this whole month of September for the St. John Scholarship Fund and the students that it goes to. Nationally and around the world, we pray for Ukraine, Russia, and all the nations involved in that war. We pray for people who have lost property and life due to the wildfires, the heat, the drought, and the flooding, especially in Jackson, Mississippi, Georgia, and Pakistan. And then some of you may not have heard the news. There were severe storms last night and today expected in Alaska, Puerto Rico, and Japan. At Coffee Hour, you can tell me the difference between a hurricane and a typhoon. I've been trying to figure that out. Marla will tell me during Coffee Hour. There you go. She's waiting at me. Typhoon and hurricane. I think we're the same thing. But Alaska, Puerto Rico, and Japan are all suffering from those. And then we pray for all EMTs, law enforcement, and firefighters who respond to each of these crises. Prayer, thanksgiving, and celebration. We pray for the installation of Reverend Ann Bjorklund, whom I will be traveling to in Idaho Falls and installing for a plot. Idaho Falls Church, New Day Lutheran Church, has received her as a new pastor from the Holy Land of Minnesota. We also pray for Chance Putnam, born last Sunday to Stephen and Claudia Putnam, and the grandmother is Laverne Putnam. And so we pray for Chance. We pray for those sick, hospitalized, or in need in any way. And then we do remember this day, once again, Don Carlson in our midst. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church and for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. God, our Savior, you keep your church in faith, trust, and truth. Your people receive mercy, and your grace overflows in our lives. Fill your church with faith and love, and give understanding hearts to those of us who do your work. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. Bless all those working in the fields this harvest season, and keep them safe. You satisfy the needs of all creatures of the world. We pray and ask blessings for all those affected by fires, floods, heat, drought, typhoons, and hurricanes. Restore and protect their habitats. Stir in us reverent awe for the beauty of the natural world. God of grace, sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations and the peoples of the world, especially our neighbors and allies in England. Your world is shattered and the nations rage. Remember us in your mercy. Inspire all rulers, leaders, and governing authorities with your justice and your peace. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. God of grace. Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. God, you are steadfast love and mercy. Bring encouragement and your presence to all who are experiencing emotional, mental, and physical distress, especially those whom we now lay before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Send us as your healing presence in their lives. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church. God, do a new thing within us, especially as we come together to worship and sing your praise. Build up and strengthen the ministries and mission of this congregation. Fill us anew with your Holy Spirit, your hope, your love, and your joy. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord, compassion from the world's pandemics. Bless the efforts and the work of all healthcare professionals, scientists, and workers across our nation and the world. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We give you thanks for all those who now rest in you. Especially this day, remember Don and those whom we name before you in our own hearts and minds. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration of their lives. Turn our mourning into the joy of the resurrection and new life in you. God of grace,
hear
our prayer. Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you'll do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father. For the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Good morning.
Welcome
to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, Merrick Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the 15th Sunday after Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Corey West, Skylar Roth, Lori Beebe, Shane Porath, Marion Hudnall, Sid Allen, Ralph Brading, and Maida Roth. This week at St. John's, see the readings and prayers page with this week's schedule there. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections to the ones found there? I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn number 465, As the Grains of Wheat. We sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for Holy Communion.
Thank you. Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, and after giving thanks, he gave for all of them to drink, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom always, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We remain standing by singing the hymn, Lamb of God, on page 146 in the front of the hymnal. Page 146. All are welcome at the table of the Lord. You may come up for the elements or for a simple blessing if you so desire, or you remain seated also. That's okay. All is prepared. Thank you. praise is given for you. The body of Christ is given for you. The body of Christ is given for you. The body of Christ is given for you. The body of Christ. May the Lord bless you and keep you this day and every day of your life. Lord, peace always. The body of Christ is given for you. The body of Christ. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. The 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 body of Christ. Body of Christ to appear. Body of Christ to appear. The body of Christ to appear. Body of Christ. The body of Christ to appear. Christ to appear. The body of Christ. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Blood of Christ shed for you. Blood of Christ shed for you.
Body of Christ given for you.
Amen. Please rise for the prayer, the blessing, the post-communion canticle, and the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
To love and serve.
your passion, strengthen us through this gift in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus the Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious of you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.